Okay, so we were at the bottom of Yud Gimel Bet. The Gemara introduces the following: Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Sheshet Rabbi Lazar bei Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Avin ha'omer l'chaver ani ma'aser al yadecha. Someone tells his friend, "I will give ma'aser for you." Eino tzarech la'amod imo. He doesn't need to stand and watch him because chazaka shliach oseh shlichuto. And this is something that we find in many places throughout Shas. Right, that we're allowed to assume that someone did what he said he was going to do when he committed to be a shaliach. Right, this is the reason that if someone sends someone to marry someone, right, if Reuven sends Shimon to marry him off to somebody, right? He doesn't know who, right? He has to assume that Shimon actually went and did it. Now he's usher to anyone in the world who would have right relatives, right? The Gemara bases that halacha on this. So Taman Tanina, so Gemara says, but wait a second, Ashalech Eruv be'er chayushar tevekatan. If you send the Eruv, right? So here we're talking about Eruv Tchumen, where you're not allowed to go beyond 2,000 amma from the edge of the city of your residence. But you're allowed to create an Eruv Tchumen, which would basically change the place of your residence, and then you could go 2,000 amot from that. Right, and this is all within with Eruv Dirabanan. The Tchumen is in general understood to be Dirabanan in the Bavli. However, in the Rambam and the Rif and the Smag follow the position that only the 2,000 amot one is derabanan, but 12 mil, which appears in the Yerushalmi, is deoraita. Whereas many other Rishonim assume, and they based on the pasuk shui shtachtala yitzayishim gomobi. According to Rishonim, we think it's derabanan in any amount, so they assume that that's talking about carrying and not about tchumen. But anyways, if you send it in with a cherishot of a katan, or biad mishenei modeh be'eruv, or a kuti who doesn't hold of anything that we learn from derabanan or drashot derabanan, eino eruv, it doesn't count. It must be done by someone with dad and someone who buys into the system that eruvin are reflecting. V'im amar la'ache l'kavlo yimenu. But if he told someone else to take it and put it somewhere, so his Erev, that works. That you need to stand with him in order to be able to rely on it. Right? As Rashi just says, right? So there you clearly don't just trust him. So why are you trusting him here? Right, so we're dealing with an adult. An adult you can rely on because, again, chazaka, shliach oseh shlichuto, kan bekaton. In the case of Erev, you're having a katan do it. It's not formal shlichot, but if you're watching him, right, so then he can do it. So Chananya b'shem Rabbi Chanina, afilu tamar kan bekaton gadol. You could say both are a gadol, kan v'katan, or both with a katan, and still say that the difference doesn't lie in that. But taman ma'omar lo arev al yodi. In the case of eruv, you say make an eruv for me, and therefore the one who needed eruv initiated the issue. B'ramach ma'omar lo ani ma'aser al yadecha. But in the case of ma'aser, he initiated, and we assume that when he initiates, right, so you look at the Rashi earlier, it says, the ihu minavshe mekabel, lemeved lumilta, below matu shel chaver, einzer lamudimo, imaser, devada yaser, v'chein bozak harambam, that omer al chaver, reini maso yadecha, einzer lamud achira, serem lavim, omer hu lechaver aser al yadi, tzer lamud imo adkan. Right, you know, so that's other Rambam paskins, there's a difference between someone who volunteers, you can be sure that he will do it, and someone who doesn't volunteer but was roped into it. Now, why? Um, Now, why are we not worried that, even if you see him, he's just putting down food but not doing it halachically? He's not doing it as an Eruv. So the Maariv Pinim just says, well, why would you assume that? It's not an extra tircha at this point. So there's no reason to assume that he's going to go out of his way just to mess you up. Now the implication here is that in principle a katan can do shlichut. That's not obvious, right? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin mem aleph and bet implies not that way, because we learn in atem gamatem, and there's an equivalence between them. So Tosfot in Gittin Samach Dalet Amud Bet suggests the ein lamaid katan v'shlichut mikra the truma el emma b'milta delete kegon truma delete b'truma denavshel v'zochiyah k'mo zochah lazo zochanam achirim. So he says it may depend on cases on whether it's a halacha that applies to the katz or not. If it does, then he can in principle be a shliach. In other cases, then he can't. If you look in. I'm Tosfot in Sanhedrin. There's other possibilities, right? That maybe he doesn't have shlichut. Maybe it's chid derabanan. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Hada yalfa minahi." The case of Eruv can be derived from the case of ma'aser ve'yalfa minada, and ma'aser can be learned from Eruv. Meaning what? Hada yalfa minahi. You can learn from the case of Eruv, from the case of ma'aser. But Omar lo ani ma'ariv al yadecha, that if the shliach says, I will do it for you, shena tzarach lamanimo, you can trust him because he initiated. V'ha di yolfa minahi, shomer lo aser al yadi, shena tzarach lamanimo. And that you learn from the other case that if you initiate, so then there isn't that chazaka, a shliach oze shlichu to'o. Right, so in the as you have it here in the Yerushalmi, it's a machloket whether we hold of shliach, oze shlichu to or not. Now in the parallel sugyon, this Eruv case in Eruvin on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Bet, so the Gemara there quotes two positions, right? Rav Sheshet says that you can always have chazaka shliach oze shlichu to. Which is like the first position here that we have it, but there Rav Nachman has a different position, and he says it depends. By Derabanan, he says b'shal sofrim chazaka shliach oseh shluchuto. Sorry, right? B'shal Torah ain chazaka shliach oseh b'shal sofrim that there is. By Derabanan, you can assume. By Deoraita, you cannot. Okay, and that's why by. And that's why you could be more makil by the Eruv case. Okay, so now the Braita picks up on the difference between the 20 pick 20 figs and fill up the basket. So tse ulakot the chayesrim tainim mishili. If you tell someone go and pick 20 figs from my tree, ochel v'holeich, he can eat and not worry about gzeila. Vupater, and he doesn't have to give maaser. Say umalei et ha-kalkala, if he doesn't fill it up, Remi Omer Anishu, tzorach la'arot lo et ha-kalkala. He has to show him the basket because of gzeila. And that's the Mefarshim note here. Mishum gezel, right? Im hi gedola obeinu reo ketana, mishum gezel. So now, Rabbi Yonah, v'kami yishir kalkala, sorry, and how much is the size of the basket? So, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonatan, Stam Kalkola, Arba Kavin, the normal basket is 4 kav. Ugdola sa'a, if you say a large one, we mean a sa'a. V'ktana, Shlosha Kavin, the small one is 3 sa'a. So now we go back on this, right? We'd said in the Mishnah earlier that if you put something in a basket and you don't intend to cover it, so then it becomes chayv when you fill the basket. So Rabbi Yonah bar Masr did amar. So we just said this by gzeila, but what about by ma'aser? Oh, let me do that then, right? Or is it only for monetary cases, but not in the case of Masr? In Tamer the Ma'aser did amar, Kol Shekim the Din. If you think it's true by the formal Meiser, so it's definitely going to be true by the Gzela case, right? That but if he said that, if it's so specific, right, and so formal that if you fill, a basket with less than the right amount, it's not Gzela Meiser, then it's going to be, right, that then. By stealing, right? You can't say, "Oh, he didn't really mean the small basket," right? It's very, very, very clearly he did. But internally, but not necessarily the other way, because maybe like Zayla is by intent, and right, and that's it. There it depends on what he was saying. It's not a not a formal thing. Fulda says differently. I mean, then. Had Nemra Vikra Hidishalif Holomishirk Tana, Avalamais after Losagila Biktana Rakbainoni. As he says, first of all, it's dealing with a case where you said you were going to sell a basket of food. And we say that a basket can have between three kav and a saw. So the seller can't give a basket that is less than that. But if the measurements were by Meiser, which means that even a three-saw container would be enough to establish a chiyuv of Meiser, then that would be clear by money as well. That if you that you can fulfill your obligation for selling with the smaller amount. Rabbi Yossi ends up saying that this is true for Meiser and for monetary law. The Rosh Terilio says this about making baskets, right? That this is the normal size of the basket, it itself. Okay, let's continue. So the top of the next Amud, the Mishnah had said that if you have the group of people who are in the store or in the courtyard, the Amars can give them figs. Hey, no chlumtern, they can eat it without being mafresh. Ubala shar, ubala chanut, chayavim. But the owner of the store has to be mafresh before he wants in hadam rasha beit tova lo avalachir, which shows that your house creates this the kviyut for you, but not for other people. Now that's how the case of Mishnah understands it. According to Mari Korkos, it's not that someone else's house can't be Pnei, right, can't count as Riyat Pnei Abayit. It's simply that it can't be Riyat Pnei Abayit without Kavana to stay there for a significant period of time. But if you were planning on staying there for a significant period of time, so then it would be Chayev even in somebody else's property. Right, so if you look, for example, the Mari Korkos and Heched, or in Dalet Yud Gimel, right, he makes this point. I'll just read you 1 second. I'll read you one line of it. Right, so in Heched, right, he just says the difference is. Right, it depends on whether it's you're doing it temporarily or not. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda poter, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're poter unless you turn your face away. Right, we talked about this with eating in public and the like. So Amar Milazar, Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya, Shnei Amar Dabar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya are saying the same thing. Tanin Taman, we learned the Mishnah in the third parak. What type of chatzer creates the chiyuv? Rabbi Nechemya Omer Kol She'ein Adam Bosh Melacha B'tocha Chayevet. Any courtyard that gives you enough privacy that you wouldn't be embarrassed to eat. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Nechemya. Now Omer Rabbi Yosi Havin Savrin Meimor. We originally thought that Mapli and Rabbi Nechemya Rabbanan. What types of courtyards Rabbi Nechemya and the Rabbanan disagree with chatzer Shu Bosh Lochoim? It's a place where you're embarrassed to eat. Hamikta bosh, mikta lo bosh, but if there's a courtyard where part of it you would be embarrassed and not lo, they wouldn't disagree. Nechem, you would think the entire thing is chayav. Min ma adamra realize or view the Nechem and Shem, but once you equate them, adamra makav shubosh patur, that wherever part of the, because Yehuda clearly is very specific. So if it's part, the part of the courtyard you'd be embarrassed to eat in is patur, makav shubosh chayav, and where you wouldn't be embarrassed, it's chayav. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, another possibility, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that maybe the reason that the owner of the store is potter unless he turns his face away is because we're treating it like a branch leaning in to a courtyard. Right? The mission on the third parak says that in that case, the court, the chatzar doesn't automatically create a chiyuv. The owner is allowed to eat one fig at a time. Right, and if you climb up the tree, then you can take as much as you want and eat it. But if you take multiple while standing on the ground, so that's considered keva. And what's the reason? While they're on the tree, they haven't really entered, right? Because the tree is sort of like a different rishut. So if you climb up, you're fine. And if you stand on the ground and take one at a time, so it's as if you're taking it from the rishut of the tree. When you start taking a bunch, that's when it creates a chiyuv. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the same thing is going on here. That for the guests, the courtyard isn't theirs. And the figs for the owner are mixed with theirs, so they become patur until the owner separates them. But if he only takes one at a time, he's viewed as eating with the guests, and therefore he's part of that that group. But once he takes multiple, so then he is claiming his space, and therefore he becomes chayav. Now, according to this, it's not really about being embarrassed or not. It's really about, reshuyot, and the like, which, right? So it's a bit, I don't know, deceptive is the right word, but it's misleading. And what's the difference? If you eat one at a time, or you eat where everyone else is. When he leaves other figs for the others who have finished. So, according to Yehuda, according to Rabbi Lazar, even if he doesn't have one at a time, even if he's not eating them with everyone else for those shear, and even didn't leave them over, meaning according to Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda, it's based on whether he's embarrassed to eat, and bringing it to that part makes him chayev. So even if the Aretz gave it separately from the others, and even if he eats a number of them and eats them by himself, he's potter. Right, but if it's about this Rishut thing, then all of those he would be chayav. The Raful does a different explanation. According to him, the reason the owner of the branch inside the courtyard can eat one at a time is because it wasn't brought inside. It only becomes chayav with, right, once you combine them, once you have tseruv. And by doing that, you're giving significance to the eating, plus the fact that they're in the chatzer, right? That's how it becomes chayev. So here too, you're dealing with a store, a gateway. It's yours, but other people are not in, so it's sort of Rashut HaRabim like. But it's also Rashut HaYachid, and therefore, if you have tseruf, and you sit privately, so then you're chayev. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda's kula is only if you eat one at a time, right? Bereshut hakol, meaning in the public area. But once you go to the private area, so then you automatically become chayev. It's not this middle case; it's just a classic case where you're going to be chayev. Okay, that leaves us at the bottom, and we'll start a new Mishnah tomorrow.